today we're starting our brand new series. I'm excited about it. I'm calling it Roots, How We Grow. Real quick, I want you to close your eyes. I haven't bored you yet, and so you won't fall asleep just yet. And so close your eyes real quick. I want you, if you could paint a picture of your perfect life, what would it look like? Your perfect life. I want you to think about that, and what is it that you want out of life? All right. Let me ask you this question. What did you see? What are some things that were in your perfect life? It's okay. Y'all can answer me on this one. Family. Okay. What's that? God. Beach. That's funny. Someone said that first service too. Beach. Well-behaved kids. Amen. Self-cleaning house. That would be amazing. Huh? What else? Stronger what? Stronger influence. What else? Health. What was this one over here? God in the middle. Okay. Excellent. Whole family following God. Worldwide peace. Amen. Wow. So there's lots of things that we would love to see in our life. And some of these are will never become reality. Well-behaved kids, self-cleaning. Self-cleaning house might actually come to pass someday. I mean, you could buy that little vacuum cleaner that goes and vacuums while you're not there. That'd be awesome. You know, but we all have this picture of what we'd love to see in our lives. You know, how many of y'all would like love, some grace, some forgiveness, some goodwill in your life? You know, God's blessing. You know, there's all these things that we would love to have in our life, and I just want to ask you the question is, why don't we? Why don't we have these things in our life? And I'm not trying to say that there's a, you know, God's like a vending machine. You know, you put your little prayer in, hit the right buttons, and God gives you what He wants. You know, that's not going to happen. But I believe that God in His Word has shown us how to achieve the things that He wants for us in our life. And a lot of the things that you said are part of God's plan for your life. You know, health, you know, strong family, influence. Those kind of things are things that God wants for you as well. And the question is, if God wants them and you want them, how come you don't have them? And so in this series, we're going to kind of talk about this, how we grow. And I believe that God wants to focus us in our life. Because we have more control over our lives than what we think sometimes. You know, sometimes life just seems chaotic and like there's no way that, you know, I can, you know, grasp a hold of this. But I believe that God can show us a way that we can produce the things in our life that are godly, that are full of love and full of grace, and that we can have those things based on His Word. All right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about during this series called Roots. All right? And I got a couple scriptures that we want to kind of base this series on. First one is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. It says, "And now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow deep into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." See, I believe that it is in our power to be able to grow into Jesus, to be able to have that strong, stable life that we're looking for, and that's only based on Jesus. You know, we can't build a life for ourselves outside of Jesus and it be something stable and it be something that is controllable. But I believe that as we plug into Jesus and we grow our roots down into Him, that I believe that He can produce a life in us that will glorify Him. A life that people will look at and say, there's something going right in their life, and I want it. And so I believe that's what God wants. God wants us to glorify Him. That means that we put the spotlight on Him and it looks good. That's my definition of glorifying God, is that we're not like, hey, look at me, look at me. We're saying, all of this in my life, it's all because of Him. And he gets all the glory because I had nothing to do with it besides being willing and obedient to do what he asked me to do. And I believe that that's what God wants us to do, is to have our roots grow down into him. And I love that. It says, and to let our lives be built on him. And that's a sign of stability. So in this series, we're going to talk a lot about plants and growing things. And I don't do that very well. I don't have a green thumb. I have a brown thumb, which means everything I plant turns brown and dies, okay? I tried to grow a garden last year, planted everything, stuff started growing. I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. Then it died. I'm like, okay, I don't know what happened, but I was kind of looking forward to some green beans and some squash and stuff, and it never happened. But in this series, we're going to be talking about planting and growing and those kind of things. And God uses this terminology in the Bible to teach us. Back in those days, you know, a lot of them were farmers. And so this was their language. This is what they know. And so, you know, he spoke to them in these terms. And I believe that, you know, even though I have a brown thumb and can't grow anything, I can still learn something from this. So what I did is I had to Google some things, okay? Because apparently I don't know what I'm doing. And so, of course, you know, Google's always right, correct? It's like Wikipedia. I heard someone say this once. It's like, you know, Wikipedia is good because it's people from all over the world can write anything they want on there, so you know you're getting the best information. And so, anyway, so what do roots do for the plant? Roots act like straws, absorbing water and minerals from the soil. They help to anchor the plant in the soil so it doesn't fall over. And roots also store extra food for future use. And so this is what we want to talk about as far as growing our roots down into Jesus to be able to absorb the water and the minerals and the things that we need to live a healthy Christian life. And as we grow our roots down into Jesus, we begin to be planted in him so that when the winds of life and the things of life come at us, we don't just fall over at every little breeze that happens, anything that goes wrong in our life. And our roots also store extra food for future use. You know, there's times in life where you kind of get dry, you know, you kind of get worn out. And it's good if you have your roots in Jesus that there's some extra in there for you that you don't dry up immediately. So in this series, we're talking about growing our roots into Jesus. How do we grow spiritually? And there's so many Christians out there that are like my garden, you know. You know, they get planted, they start to grow, and then they die. And then we have church full of dead Christians, spiritually dead people. And you walk in, it's kind of like you're walking into a funeral or something. You're like, what's going on in here, you know? I thought, you know, Jesus was about life and life more abundant, you know. And so I don't want us to be dead Christians. You know, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. I believe a lot of times Christians look dead in life because they're not doing anything. There's no action. They're not activating their faith in any way. They say they believe. They come to church on Sunday. They'll read their Bible every once in a while, but they're just dead. And it's just like, you know, that's not attractive to anybody. And so another scripture that I want to use along with this is one of my favorite, Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. How many of you want to be that kind of Christian? That you're planted, you know, by the stream. You know, there's lots of times, you know, especially this time of year where things get really dry. And like leaves are already falling in my yard. And I hate fall because of that reason. I love fall, but that's the thing I don't like about fall is all the leaves. I have tons of trees in my yard. I can rake every week for like 3 months and still not get them all. I mean, it's ridiculous. But I want to be like that tree that's planted by the river that always has that water there, that no matter what's going on in life, no matter what's happening out here, they're always looking healthy. They're bearing fruit. You know, they're not looking dry and dead. And that's the kind of Christian I want to be, that no matter what happens, that I'm still bearing fruit, that I'm still looking healthy because I'm planted and I'm rooted in Christ and I'm rooted in His Word, and whatever comes on in life, that I'm going to be able to stand against it. Is that what you want in life too? Is that a picture that you would like to paint in your life? All right, some of you do. Good. This series is for you then, if that's you. All right. And so let me continue my Google searches here. I got a botany lesson. Anybody know what botany is? I had to Google it, so I knew what it was. It's the study of plants. And so I want to give you a little botany lesson real quick. Most of life begins with the seed. All right? Most plants, most everything begins in seed form. Even you began as a seed. Father, mother, seed. We're not teaching that lesson today, so we won't go down that road, but you started as a seed, all right? And so most life begins as a seed. And I've had this seed for over a year. It's been sitting in my building, and it hadn't changed. See, a seed needs to be planted and watered for it to be activated and to begin to grow, all right? So it lays dormant until it's planted and watered. And so I could lay this seed right here, and for the rest of my life, it'll stay just like that, as long as I don't do anything with it. But until I take some action and do something with it and activate it, then it will begin to grow. See, at first, here's my picture. The first thing that happens after it begins to grow is what? What's that third little picture show? Where's it going? It's growing down first. See, a seed will grow downward. It has to grow roots first before it can ever spring up. See, it has to get down there and get those nutrients and be able to get the things that it needs to grow. And as it grows roots down, it gets planted and it gets secure. So when it pops up out of the ground, you know, the first little breeze that blows is not going to knock it over, but it's going to survive. And this is what this series is about, is us growing roots down into Jesus. See, lots of times what happens is that, you know, we're like, okay, I'm going to start reading my Bible. I'm going to start going to church. I'm going to start doing the right things. And so you step out, you know, you go to church the first time and you're nervous. You don't know anybody. And like everybody's acting weird. And like, why are people singing and clapping and raising their hands? I don't know what's going on. But I'm here. I want to grow. And I start to read my Bible. I wake up early. I wake up an hour early and I read a chapter out of my Bible every day. And after a week, nothing changes. They're thinking, well, this is dumb. Nothing. This isn't doing anything for me, so they quit. See, I just started working out. I'm 4 days in. All right? 4 days! I weighed myself this morning. I hadn't lost any weight yet. I'm like, what in the world? Should have lost weight by now. But here's the thing. When you put that seed in the ground, you don't see it for a while, do you? It disappears, but you still got to keep watering it. You still got to do the things that it needs to do. And eventually, it comes up out of the ground and it starts producing something. And see, that's the way it is in our Christian life. Is like lots of times we start reading our Bible and we'll pray for a week straight and we'll read our Bible and we don't see anything change. And we're like, forget this, I'm wasting my time, and we quit. But we've got to realize that we got to grow down before we grow up. We've got to get rooted in God and get established in His Word to be able to begin to grow. You know, the Bible talks about producing fruit in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness. And we want to start reading our Bible and that show up the next day. But it doesn't happen that way. It takes time. It takes consistency. And you got to stick with it. Even when you don't see results, you got to keep going because you know that you're going the right way. You're doing what God wants you to do. And as you're faithful and obedient to God, things begin to change in your life. See, it's not a get-rich-quick thing. It's not a, you know, overnight weight loss thing. But it's a consistent thing that we need to do, and that's not always exciting. Right? Getting up early and going to work out is not exciting. But if I want to change some things in my life, then I have to do it. I have to discipline myself to do it. And see, now that I've told you that I'm doing that, I have to stick to it now. Gotta love accountability, right? All right, so life begins with the seed. You plant it and water it, it activates it, it grows down first, and then it sprouts up out of the soil. And see, here's the thing. You never know the power that's actually inside the seed. See, everything this seed needs to grow, I believe this is a bean seed, like a green bean or something similar to that. Don't look at it close because I'm probably wrong. But I pulled it out of a package and everything. So I looked at it this morning. But it's like a green bean or something like that. See, I told you I don't have a green thumb. What was I saying about this now? But everything that this seed needs to grow into a plant that will feed somebody one day is already packed inside of it. It just has to be activated. And it's the same thing in our life. See, the Bible says that God's Word is a seed. Everything that we need, God has already given us for life and godliness in His Word. It's in there. It's in us. As we put God's Word in us, we are planting seed in us. We're planting the life of God on the inside of us. Some of us wonder why we can't live a godly life. Why do I keep struggling? How much of God's Word are you putting in? How much of God's life are you putting into you? Because the power is in the seed. And everything that you need for this godly life is already on the inside of you. You have got to learn to activate it. You activate it by reading God's Word. You activate it by speaking God's Word out of your mouth. You activate it by getting into the presence of God. You activate it by worshiping Him. When you worship Him, you forget about self and you focus on Him. That's why worship is so powerful. God said, I inhabit the praises of my people. See, we're such a selfish people, especially here in America. You know, you go overseas and you see how other people live and how giving they are. And like when we're in Honduras, you know, you would go into someone's house and they would offer you the food that they're about to eat because they want to be hospitable and they want you to be comfortable. You know, you walk into my house, I'm like, I got some ramen noodles in there. If you want me to, I'll heat you up some or something. I don't know. Don't worry about that steak on the grill, you know. You know, but we're such selfish people. And you know, when we worship, we get our mind off self and we get it on Him who is worthy of all praise and all glory. And then His presence comes into your life. Man, you know what happens in the presence of God? There's freedom. There's liberty. There's life there. When I'm having one of those days, you know what I'm talking about. When there's one of those days, nothing's going right, everybody's griping, you know, I'm ready to punch somebody. I mean, I know none of y'all want to do that, but I do sometimes. I know what I got to do. I get alone, I put on some worship music, and I forget about life and focus on Him. And it's amazing how the mountain that my problem looks like now, when I get in His presence and His awesomeness and His goodness, how little that mountain becomes. Because He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He knew I was going to deal with this problem, so He's already got a solution for it. I just need to tap into Him and figure out what it is so He can take care of it. It's the power of the presence of God in our life. We've got to be planting those seeds in our life. We've got to be planting these things in us consistently in our life. So everything is in the seed already to make it grow, to make it happen, to produce fruit. It has to be activated. See, we've got to activate the things of God in our life. Just because you read the Bible once doesn't mean that the power of God has been activated in your life. But see, we see in Psalms 1, it says, but those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditate on His law day and night. You want to activate God's power in your life? Meditate on God's Word. Did you know there's a difference between reading and meditating? There's a difference between sitting down and reading God's Word, and I do this, I have to admit. There's times that I sit down, I try to read my Bible first thing in the morning. I take a shower, I get up and I eat some breakfast and read my Bible. And there's times that I just read my Bible. I've read my chapter, I'm done. Let's go do something else. But that's not what God wants. I mean, yeah, it's good that I'm reading, but you've got to activate that in your life. You do that by meditating on it. When I sit down and read, I try to say, God, show me something today. Put a seed in my heart that will grow into something today. And God, help me to think about it all day long. And as I read something and God reveals something, have you ever read the Bible and all of a sudden something just jumps out of the page at you? It's just like, whoa. God, I've never seen that before. That's God planting a seed in your life. What are you going to do with that seed? You can say, God, that's awesome. Woo! And then go about your day and nothing will change. Or you can say, okay, God, I see you're trying to do something. Teach me today. Help me to meditate on this. Help me to think about it. God, grow this thing on the inside of me. And you'll be amazed at what God does in your life. But it's consistently planting God's Word in your life. So the question to ask now. You know, we talked about, you know, what would your perfect life look like? What is it that you want in life? You know, for me, I want love in my life. I want joy, peace. I want harmony. I want goodwill. I want blessing in my life. I want faithfulness in my life. So if that's what I want, but I don't have it, the question is, what am I planting? What is it that I'm planting in my life? Because the whole thing is, and the Bible talks about this, that you plant seed, you water it, it grows, and it produces something in your life. So if that's the way life works, then why are you surrounded by hatred, anger? Why are you surrounded by drama? Why are you surrounded with chaos, division? I know it's not all you, but you're a part of it. What are you planting in your life? Are you holding a grudge against somebody? Are you refusing to forgive? And you wonder why there's turmoil in your life. See, it's all based on what you are planting in your heart. If you're consistently angered by that person that just gets on your nerves and they're talking about you and they're spreading lies about you, and if you meditate on that and you keep thinking about that and you keep talking about that, you keep planting that seed in your heart. And that's what it will produce in your life over and over and over again. We've got to change something. If you want something different in your life, plant something different. If I'm tired of eating green beans, then I need to quit going to the store and buying green beans. If I'm tired of growing hate in my life, then I need to quit planting hate. If I want love in my life, I need to go love somebody that's not very lovely. If I want someone to forgive me, if I want some peace in my life, then I need to go forgive somebody. If I want godliness in my life, if I want to defeat those that temptation that's in my life constantly and that constantly fall into the same sin over and over again, then I need to plant God's Word in my life where it talks about those things and how I overcome. How I overcome fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. If I'm dealing with lust, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, think on these things. And we got to plant those things in our heart constantly. Because if you're all the time planting the bad seed, you're going to produce a bad harvest. If you want good seed or good harvest, plant good seed in your life. Plant God's Word in your life. So the question is, what are you planting in your life? What is it that you're consistently putting in to your life? In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body." See, that's the thing. We got to let God's word penetrate deeply into our heart, consistently into our heart, so that it will bring life. It'll bring healing. Verse 23, it says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." See, here's the thing, guys. Your heart is your garden. That is the soil of your life. Everything that is produced from your life comes out of your heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can tell real quick about someone's heart by what they say. If they're constantly negative, if they're constantly talking ugly about people, you know what's in their heart. But if you're around someone that's all the time, praise God, you know, and they have a scripture for everything, and you know those people that are always full of joy, and sometimes you see them coming and you're in a bad mood, and you're just like, I don't want to see them right now. They're going to come over here and try to cheer me up. They're going to try to spread the love of Jesus on me, and I don't want that right now. But you can tell who's got God's word planted in their life, because their life is producing godliness, and it's producing good, and it's producing life. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Guard your heart above all else, for out of it determines the course of your life. What are you planting in your heart? I got a picture to show you real quick. I was talking about my brown thumb. Okay, here's my garden right now. All right, I took this picture this morning. It is green. I can grow weeds like crazy. Notice I said weeds. Weeds like crazy. All right, so here's my garden. This garden has not been tended this year. Last year, I tried to grow some things sprouted up, and they died, okay? And so this year, I was like, I don't have time for that. I don't want to waste my energy. And so this is what it looks like at this moment. And you know, there's nothing good about that. I mean, it is green, yeah, but nothing good is being produced in here. Let me say this. A heart not properly planted and attended to tends towards chaos. See, this is the picture of a lot of people's hearts right here. This is the picture of a lot of people's lives, because they're not careful about protecting their heart. They're not careful about what they're planting in their heart. And this results. I didn't have to plant any of that stuff. It just happened. And so what I'm telling you is that you have to be purposeful in what you're planting in your life. You have to be very purposeful what you plant in your life, because it could end up like that. My heart's looked like that many times, and it's because I wasn't careful about what I was planting in my life. And chaos came out of my life, and craziness, and it still looks like that sometimes. And so I know that when my life starts looking like that, I know I need to start weeding. I need to start planting God's word in my life again. Those things that I want to produce in my life, I have to be purposeful and plant those things in my life. See, most Christians just think, if I go to church, I'll be okay. Well, welcome to your life. Church does not save you. A lot of people think, if I just read a few passages of Scripture today, I'll be okay. Welcome to your life. And I believe that we should read God's Word every day. But here's the thing. We have to be purposeful. If there's something that you want in life, go find Scripture. If you need love in your life, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you. If there's nobody else on this earth that loves you, God loves you. And that's all that matters. Because He's the one that determines the end result. What are you going to do with Jesus? If you, whatever it is you need in life, you can find it in God's Word. God's word is complete. It has instruction for life. It has everything you need to live the life that God wants for you. But you have to dig. You have to water. You have to weed out the bad stuff. You have to be purposeful in doing these things yourself. See, if you want godliness in your life, you have to plant God in your life. Purposefully. You've got to plant God's word. You've got to plant the presence of God in your life. You've got to plant godly friends in your life. See, you need to have some people in your life that's going to call you out on your junk and say, let me help you. Because there's lots of people out there that when you start messing up, they say, hey, let's go do it together. And that's not what you need. There's plenty of yes men out there that you can hang out with and you can get in lots of trouble with them. But let me tell you something. You need to find somebody that knows you, that knows your stuff, that when you walk in the room, they can look at your face and know where you're at. Be like, what's wrong? What's going on? Let's pray. What can I do to help? How can I slap you today? We need a friend that can slap us every once in a while. You got to plant godly friends in your life. So let me ask you a few questions. What are you watching on TV? What kind of movies are you watching? What are you listening to when you're driving down the road? These are the fun questions, right? Now, I'm not saying that you have to just listen to Christian music, watch Christian movies, and cut your cable off. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you planting in your life? All of these are seeds planted in your life. If you deal with lust, why are you watching R-rated movies? Why are you watching Game of Thrones? I'm just saying. If that's your struggle, why are you planting that stuff in your heart? If you have a problem with cussing, why are you listening to rap music? I mean, let's get real. I mean, come on. What are you planting in your life? Who and what do you surround yourself with? Who is it you hang out with most? Who is it that's speaking into your life? Is that person someone who you want to become like? Because that's exactly what happens. The people you're closest to is what you become. See, I believe that we can be influencers. I believe that God places people in our lives to influence them and to pull them up. But you've got to have people pulling you up. You've got to have those mentors and those people that will speak into your life and grab you and say, hey, listen here, dummy. You need to quit this. And what are you planting in your life? See, I like all kinds of music, all right? I'm not saying you have to just listen to Christian music. I like to listen to some MC Hammer. Can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like a little classical. I like a little jazz, some blues. You know, I listen to a variety of stuff. But you know what the number one thing I listen to is? Not Hammer Time. I listen to worship music. That's what I put in most consistently in my life. Because I can tell when I listen to that other stuff, I feel dry. I feel it in my spirit that something's been kind of sucked out of me. And I know that what I've got to do to re-engage and begin to plant that right seed in my heart again. See, all that you do and all that you see and all that you listen to, all that you allow in your life are seeds planted in your heart. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Let me say this and I'll be done. If your life is not producing what you want, change what you're putting in. Change what you're putting in. If you don't like where your life is going, do something about it. Dive into God. Dive into His Word. I understand. Sometimes the Bible's hard to understand. Sometimes it's boring. Don't start in Leviticus, okay? Please don't. Go to the book of John. I love the book of John because John was one of the closest people to Jesus. He had one of the closest relationships to him, and John's message is love. John 3:16. You read in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, it's talking about love and how we need to love one another just as Christ loved us. And start there. Begin at that place and just say, God, speak to me today. And I believe that as you do it, you'll begin to grow to love that. You'll begin to crave God's Word. That it'll be something that you just can't wait to do. As God begins to grow some things in you and He begins to produce some fruit in you because you're tapping into the Spirit. As it says in John 15, abide in the vine. Get connected in with Jesus because He's your source. If you disconnect from Him, you're going to die. Or you'll end up like my garden and it's going to be ugly. What are you putting in? If you want something different in your life, begin to plant something else. Let's pray. God, we love you. Prayer team, come ahead. God, we thank you. God, that you planted the ultimate seed, and that's Jesus Christ. That you sent him to this earth to live as a human like you and me. God, that he lived the perfect life. God, then that he died a sinner's death on the cross, a death that he didn't deserve, but it's one that we did, and he paid the price for our sin. And he was planted in the ground. But God, 3 days later, you rose him again. And he's sitting at your right hand right now praying for us. God, we thank you for Jesus. God, we thank you that without him, we are nothing. God, we can't produce good without you. God, help us to plant your word in our hearts. God, help us to plant your presence in our hearts, God, so that we can grow. God, so that we can glorify you with our lives. God, in that you can make something of us. Father, we thank you. We love you for all you do in Jesus' name. Can we stand to worship today? If you need prayer today, maybe something struck you today, maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you just need to pray with somebody, come ahead. Maybe you need Jesus today. Maybe you've never made him your Lord. Maybe you've never said, Jesus, I give you my everything because I've messed it up, and I need you today. Come ahead and pray with these people today. If not, let's stand and let's worship.